As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephen James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome, and let's begin. Hey everyone, this is Stefan from ProjectLifeMastery.com, and today I'm going to share with you guys what it's really like to be a YouTuber. And I've got my YouTube channel here, Project Life Mastery, that I've had for over 6 years that I've been doing this. And I know a lot of you guys are probably curious to know what it's like to be a YouTuber. You know, what are the good aspects of it? What are some of the bad, challenging aspects of it? I know many of you guys probably follow a lot of different YouTubers out there, just kind of want the inside scoop of that. Some of you might even want to be a YouTuber. Maybe you have your own YouTube channel, you're looking to pursue this as a career or for something that could be even for fun for yourself, and you want to know what's coming in the road ahead. So I thought it'd be fun to do a video on this. I'll try to be as transparent with you guys as possible, share with you guys my journey, the good and the bad, the pros and the cons, and what's allowed me to get to the position of where I'm at today. At the time of this video right now, I've got, I think, over 430,000 subscribers on YouTube. I reach over 1 million people a month, over 1 million views per month, over 24 million views now to my YouTube channel, which blows me away how, you know, those numbers oftentimes, they don't seem real because it's just hard to imagine that you're reaching that many people. You know, I'm just a guy in his apartment in front of his camera, you know, and I have this weird relationship with my camera where I'm just kind of talking to myself or talking to a camera, and then thousands, if not millions of people are able to hopefully benefit from it. So I've been able to, you know, build this now into a business, into a career for myself. And it didn't initially start that way. I've been able to use this to be able to build a seven-figure a year business and use it to be able to influence people, to inspire people, to change a lot of people's lives, to make an impact, to do something that I love, that I'm passionate about. And so it's really changed my life in a lot of ways. But like I said, there's been a lot of challenges along the way too. There's a lot of negatives that you might have to endure along this journey if you want to be a YouTuber. So let me share with you guys how I got started. So I started Project Life Mastery in 2012. That's when I started ProjectLifeMastery.com, the blog, as well as this YouTube channel. And initially, you know, before I started Project Life Mastery, I was already doing some online marketing, internet marketing stuff before. I had experience with search engine optimization and blogging and, you know, email marketing, a few different skill sets that I had, as well as my original business that I started when I was 21 years old was a life and dating coaching business called Lifestyle Transformations, where I would do seminars and events and coaching in my local city of Vancouver, Canada, to share things that I learned that was helping me at the time. You know, I was into a lot of self-development stuff, changed my life when I was 17 years old. I was very shy, very introverted, still am introverted by nature, with extroverted skills, of course. But, you know, I had my mission to help people. I've always had that in my nature. I've got into public speaking when I was 21 years old and was able to develop a bit of a skill set with that and doing some coaching. And I was a huge fan and still am of a lot of the self-development teachers out there that have made a huge impact in my life. And so I already had a business before this, and I was making money online in a few different ways. I was doing Kindle publishing and a few other ways I was making money. And I was in a position, though, where I wanted to transition away from the dating coaching business because it was such a grind. It was actually a horrible way to make money, very challenging, huge hustle type business with not much upside. And I was making money online, and I wasn't really fulfilled by what I was doing. I didn't really feel I was passionate about it. It wasn't aligned with my purpose. I felt like I had a bigger mission, a bigger calling in my life. And that's when I kind of decided, you know what, I'm going to start a business, although I didn't really think of it really would be a business at the time. But I wanted to start something that is aligned with my values and who I wanted to be, something that could help me become more by me sharing things that I'm learning and just being transparent. It would help me learn those things much deeper in my life by being a teacher, because oftentimes one of the best ways to learn something is to teach it. As well as I wanted to help people. I wanted to make a difference. I also used it as a way, I thought, you know, if I could share my goals, you know, which I started doing in 2012, and I did a video just, hey, I'm going to share my goals because that will force me to actually follow through on them. They'll force me to be more accountable and be more consistent with my goals, because by making them public, I'm not just accountable to myself, I'm accountable to everyone else out there that I could share this video with. Because oftentimes when we just say that we're going to do something, but we're only making that commitment to ourselves, if you break that, nobody else knows about it. There's no consequence. But if I make that commitment, I make that to you, and I say, I'm going to do this, now I'm committed to you. I'm accountable to you. And if I don't follow through, then I'm going to look bad in your eyes. I'm going to lose, you're going to lose respect for me. And it's going to be something that would create a source of pain. There'd be a consequence in my life for that. So I looked at, you know, starting this, not really as a way to make money, to be honest. It was just something that I thought could help myself through a personal development perspective that would help me achieve my goals. And if it could turn into a business one day, fantastic. Something that I could make a contribution to the world and make a difference, because I felt that I was learning so much stuff, but I didn't have a vehicle, a way to really share that, to be able to give that and make a difference. And I didn't want to live my life just for myself. I wanted to serve something greater than myself. So when I first started Project Life Mastery, my YouTube channel, I was awkward in front of the camera. Please don't go back to my original videos and look. I'm still embarrassed by them, but I still keep them there because oftentimes it's good to show people where I started from and where I was. Back then, I used to have hair, and I didn't have camera equipment. All I had was this little digital camera, one of those ones that you just take pictures with, but it had like a video feature. I didn't have a tripod. I just put that on a stack of books, and you know, I just kind of had it there, hit record, stood in front of the camera, and I would just talk. And I found it was very challenging for me to do that initially, because oftentimes when you first speak in front of a camera, it kind of feels a little bit awkward, you know, and we have this perfectionist mentality where we think every word has to be perfect. And if you messed up, oh shit, I screwed up, I got to start all over again. You know, you start from scratch, and you're micromanaging every word that you're saying. And then when you see yourself on camera, it could be a rude awakening, because when you see yourself, you're like, oh my God, is that how I look? Do I have that weird mannerism? Do I say and you know a little bit too much? Or is that how I really sound like? And it could actually be fairly challenging for you to be able to see yourself or listen to yourself in that. And so that was kind of the initial things that I went through. But you know what? It was a very transformational process for me initially doing that, because it was scary, it was hard, and I'll talk more about that later, but
I knew that by doing this, I was going to grow massively as a human being. Because as you guys probably know, if you watch some of my other videos, I'm all about becoming more in life. Because I believe that when you become more, you get more. You know, achieving more, getting more results, more success in your life is just a result of who you are. You know, when you become, you cultivate more of yourself, then you get rewarded more by different results, whether that's financial means or attention or success or whatever that might be. So for me, I look at something, this was challenging for me. It was hard. It was not easy by any means. I was scared to do it. But I use that as an indicator that I have to do this. Because in life, we have two choices. If something scares you or it's hard, you can either decide not to do it and say, this is not for me, or you embrace that. You look at that as an opportunity to grow and become more. So I saw that as a weakness. I saw that it exposed something in myself, an insecurity, a fear, low self-esteem, a lack of ability just to communicate and be authentic and be able to share. And so I said to myself, you know, if I want to become a successful person in my life, I got to be able to conquer this. Successful people, they conquer these things that hold them back and they overcome them. And that's how they become more. And that's how they achieve success. So I took that on. I said, you know what? I suck at this, but I'm going to get better. And I just knew that, just like with anything in life, you know, anything you start, anything brand new, you're always going to suck at the beginning. You know, if you know, I don't know if you're a dancer or not, but if you went to like a dance class, I remember I went to this hip hop class, introduction to hip hop, and I went there with my buddy, and I sucked. I mean, I was looking at my feet the whole time. I was just out of rhythm with the music, with the beat. There's a mirror in front of me. I'm trying to like, it just looks so awkward, right? And then I see everyone else around me that, you know, they've been there a few times already, and they're a lot better than I was. And so I sucked. There's pain to that. You kind of are a little bit embarrassed. But that's where a lot of people, they give up and they don't master it. But oftentimes when you keep going, you get better and better and better at it. And then before you know it, you don't have to think about it. You know, you're not in your head. You're not micromanaging everything. And then you see the newbies that come in and you're like, oh yeah, I used to look like that. I used to be like that. So I was willing to go through the learning curve. There's always a learning curve to anything. And another challenge that I had too when I first started was the fear of what other people would think. So actually when I first started doing the YouTube videos, nobody really watched my videos, and I kind of liked it that way in a way, because I knew that if I were to share this with people, which I had to force myself to do, but I'll talk more about that. It was challenging to share it with people because I knew that people would laugh at me, they'd make fun of me, they'd think, oh, that's silly and stupid. I actually remember one time I was at a seminar, maybe after like a year or two of doing YouTube, and this guy came up to me that I knew, and he said, Stefan, you know, I remember when you first started your YouTube channel, and I remember I saw that, and I just kind of thought it was silly. I thought it was stupid. You know, I was that guy making fun of you. But he's like, now that I see what you've been able to accomplish from it, it's like, wow, congratulations. You know, I remember that meant a lot to me. So I knew that people would think it was silly and stupid and make fun of me and I was awkward and all that sort of stuff. But I just knew that, you know what, I've got to be willing to go through this if I want to get better at it. And I believed, I think, in the long term of who I could become, that eventually, you know, eventually the results would speak for itself. And I always found that to be the case with anything. I mean, even to this day, people could look at my channel and saying that I'm a weird person or whatever it is, but you know, I don't know that many people that are able to impact this many people. You know, the fact that I got 24 million views and people that subscribe to me and follow me, that says something. That I'm not for everybody, but there's a percentage of people out there that do receive value and benefit. And you know, not a lot of people can do that. You know, it's not something that, you know, someone that's making fun of you, you'd like to see them try to do that and see what they make of it, right? So it was challenging to overcome that, but I had to push myself. I had to push myself to put out videos and to share it on Facebook and whatnot and be okay with that. And I eventually kind of realized, you know what, the people that are going to be my Facebook friends and friends in real life, if they're my true friends, they're people that would support me no matter what, that love me, that would cheer me on, that would like my stuff. that's what a real friend is. You know, a real friend doesn't get jealous and envious and put you down and try to sabotage you. That's not a friend. Those are people that you want to eliminate from your life because they're not going to be a supporter in your life and help you get to where you want to go. And the same way, you should support your friends like that and cheer them on and encourage them to be able to pursue their dreams and support their business endeavors as well. So anyways, I started 2012. Initially, I mean, I was only putting out a video every week or two, not that often. Didn't get much traction initially. But I remember, you know, just like with anything, when you first get some views or a subscriber here and there, it's like everything to you because it validates that what you're doing is working. And so I eventually slowly started to get a few. And just with the consistency of that, just putting out videos and content, I knew there would be a compounding effect. And I knew that, I already knew some search engine optimization. So I knew keywords and how to optimize for different keywords and whatnot. So I tried to do what I could in that area and just try to slowly improve as I could go. But I also took the approach where I still think to this day with my YouTube videos, even though hopefully other people get benefit from the videos that I put out, the biggest person that gets benefit from it is me. Because when I record a video and I have to talk about something that I feel is important, it's helping me integrate that into my life at a much deeper level. You know, that's what I truly believe, is that everything that I share and teach it because it's important for me and it's something that I want to live more in my life, something that I want to be more congruent with, something that I want to go deeper with and truly master. You know, as Socrates says, learning is remembering. That oftentimes this is all within us, but by me sharing it and teaching it, it helps me integrate it at a much deeper level. And I found that to be one of the greatest benefits. In fact, I remember I used to read a book, and I read a great book, or I'd go to this great seminar, this great program, but I found, you know, I was limiting my growth of that by only just taking notes on it. But if I had to force myself to teach it or share it with someone else, then it would help me learn it that much better too. So I actually used my YouTube channel as a self-development tool for myself. If other people could benefit from it, great. But I knew that I was benefiting from it. And still to this day, the videos that I put out and create and share helps me in a huge way. Some of the other benefits I would get from it, beyond financial rewards, because so many people just focus on money. And it's oftentimes, like I said, who you become is going to lead to the financial rewards. I didn't really focus on the money at all. I didn't think I could really make money from YouTube because YouTube didn't launch their advertising platform, I think, till a while later. But anyways, I looked at it as, you know, this is an opportunity for me to develop my speaking skills, my communication skills, that if I could learn how to communicate and speak better. At the time, I was single. So I knew that, hey, you know, if I'm going to meet a woman in my life, I have to approach her. I would have better confidence and communication skills talking to her. You know, I'd be able to be more articulate, be able to communicate my thoughts a little bit better. It would give me a level of confidence in front of the camera. I could look to see myself, my recording, and look to see all the weird mannerisms, my body language, how I communicate, my eye contact, my presence, my voice tone, all those things that I could then look at, get feedback on, and improve and get better and better at that, which would translate to everything else in my life. So all of these things that I looked at as benefits and have been a huge benefits for me as being a YouTuber. And eventually, you know, I was able to make some money by turning on ads, but also looking at what's the demand, because through putting out videos and content, I would attract people to me. People would say, "Stefan, can you do more videos about this?" Or, "Hey, can I hire you for coaching?" Or, "Hey, can you create a course or a product on this?" And everything then got tailored towards what people wanted more from me. I could get that feedback. There's a demand for this or that. And that's what led me to doing some coaching, even doing affiliate marketing and sharing things that I was benefiting from, that I was passionate about, that I wanted to share with other people, as well as even creating some of my own courses, because people just asked me again and again and again questions about it, or they're interested in me creating something for that for them. So I was able to eventually turn it into a business. Now, along the way, though, there has been some challenges and you know, parts of it that's important to know about. First, right off the bat, is that anytime you put yourself out there in the world, you project yourself, you have an opinion, you share anything, that there's always going to be percentage of people that don't agree with you, that even don't even like you. And as human beings, a lot of us, we judge. We judge people even when we walk down the street. You might look at someone and judge them how they look and how they dress and how they sound or how they act or what they say. And those judgments, you know, in the real life, you know, you meet someone on the street or at a party or whatever, they're not going to explicitly say what's on their mind. They're not going to criticize you. They're not going to say that. It's just inappropriate to do that. But yet on the online world, there's no filter. On the online world, people are anonymous. There's no consequence for that. So one thing that I found is, you know, here I was just sharing my life and sharing things that I was doing and sharing things that I was learning and trying to help people and trying to help myself and achieve my goals, is every once in a while I'd get someone that would leave a negative comment, you know, and they would say something nasty or mean or inappropriate or, you know, just silly things that you would get from it. And I remember the first time that happened, I was shocked. I was like, what? Like, I can't believe people actually would behave that way. You know, like I would never go to someone and say that you're an idiot or you're a piece of shit or like anything like that. Just it was out of my mind and my whole reality that people, I don't know, I just always grew up to be polite and you know, if you don't have anything nice to say, then don't say anything at all and just be respectful of people and try not to judge people and be a nice person. And unfortunately, on the online world, you're going to attract some people that weren't raised the same way that you might have been raised and you know, are going to say inappropriate things or be mean or hurtful or whatever that is. So the first time that I encountered that, I was like shocked by it. I was like, wow, can people actually behave this way? Because also at that point in my life too, like everyone that I surrounded myself were positive people, you know, like the people that I befriended and I'd meet, they're all like-minded people into self-development, wanting to improve themselves. They're all good people. So I just kind of assume, wow, like those are the people that are in my life. But every once in a while in the online world, you're going to attract people that are totally different. And so it's really given me a different understanding of human behavior, people's mindset, understanding why people are the way they are and why they behave that way. And, you know, initially I remember like, you know, sometimes I would take offense to certain things. Sometimes you might react to it. It could affect you in some ways. It really never affected me that much, to be honest though, because before then, I'd already done a lot of self-development stuff. And as a dating coach, I had to go through a lot of rejection of just going out and approaching people. Although even though when you approach people and they reject you, it's not really like you're a piece of shit or anything negative. It's just like they're busy, you know, or they got to go, or, you know, they just kind of withdraw their body language from you in some way. So that was a little bit of a shock. And that's something you're going to have to go through. That's the reality of it. And, you know, I eventually got to the point where I just really understood why people behave that way. I really believe that in life, there's only two types of responses in communication. There's either a loving response or there's a cry for help. Either that person's going to respond in a loving way, or it's a cry for help in the sense that that person's suffering in some way. Because the only reason why somebody would be negative or hurtful or, you know, criticize, not unless it's constructive criticism that's meant to serve and better someone, is because they're suffering on some level in their life. That there's a lot of people out there that are unhappy, that are unfulfilled. Maybe they're going through a bad day. Maybe they don't know how to handle their emotions or how to communicate effectively, you know, or maybe they're, you know, gone through a horrible thing or whatever it is. And I've learned not to judge people based on their behaviors. That I believe that everybody is pure deep down inside. You know, nobody was born evil. You know, everyone has different life circumstances and events of their life that have allowed them to make different decisions or condition themselves in different ways to act and behave in different ways. And so I learned to disassociate from that and not let that affect me. You know, but there have been times, if I were to be totally honest with you guys, where, yeah, it does affect me. Because what would really affect me more than a lot of things is oftentimes when you're in this position, you have actually people that will lie and make up things. Like I've had a lot of people that just make up, you know, stories about me that aren't even true. And they can post that online And, you know, it's just totally mind-boggling where that comes from. You know, it's just, it doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever how that is. But people will actually go to their way and try to do hurtful things or just lie and literally make shit up for that. You know, I can imagine if you're a celebrity, how like tabloids and all this BS that comes, all these rumors and whatnot. And we especially, I think people have more awareness now because there's a lot of fake news out there. I think people now recognize that. And there's just more BS out there than ever before that people can just, you know, blindly post and everything. So, you know, you have to kind of be aware when you, you know, if it's like a celebrity or whatever it is, that there's a lot of people just making stuff up and lying and, you know, doing things just to try to bring everyone else down. Because often, you know, the best way to have the tallest building in a city is you could either build it up yourself and become important and add value and grow, or you can tear down all the other buildings around you so that you're the only one that's standing. And a lot of people have that approach. And you're going to encounter people like that online. I mean, I've had people that, you know, go out of their way to try to hurt me and do negative things. And, you know, that's just something that will come with the territory, unfortunately, of that. So that is a negative. But in the same way, guys, I actually, my mindset around it, to be honest, is I'm grateful for that. I'm blessed for that because I know that comes with it, but every person like that has made me stronger, has made me better, has forced me to grow, has forced me to improve myself, because sometimes there is value in what they have to say. And I can look at that and I can grow from that. Or even sometimes the value of it is just learning not to care what other people think of you, not reacting emotionally, trying to be a better person and loving that person no matter what, even though it's hard. You could still love that person, pray for them, send them love, and try to take the higher path. And that's one of the greatest lessons that I've learned from it. So in the end, I'm actually grateful for that in a huge way. You know, also I would say some of the biggest benefits from it for me, to be honest, is the impact I've been able to make. Something that oftentimes, to be honest with you guys, I don't take it in enough. I remember early on in 2012 when I was building my channel, I did a video on my morning ritual. And one of my most popular videos, even to this day, I think it's got over 800,000 views. And I shared it, you know, with passion and enthusiasm. That one video, the impact of that has been astounding to me. I mean, especially when that first happened, it went viral. And I would get messages from people, like these long messages of their story about sharing how that's changed their life. Now, I even had people that shared with me how they were suicidal. You know, they were going to kill themselves. And because of that video, it gave them hope that it made them, you know, get inspired and motivated and seeing how they could change their life. And so many people that expressed that to me, and I got so much love from that. And when you're getting so much love sharing your message or trying to help people and you get rewarded for that, I mean, that just makes it more addictive of a process and a journey. I mean, so many people that would share that with me, and what took it to an even higher level was when I would actually meet people in person. So the situation I'm in now, but even, you know, back then I'd have people that would approach me on the street. You know, I remember some of the first times I had people that recognized me. One time I was in Mexico on vacation and someone recognized me from my YouTube channel and they shared how much I meant to them and how much my videos have helped them and changed their life. And it's just one of the greatest feelings you could ever have. And today, obviously, that's at a much greater scale. I mean, I can have a lot of privacy in my life, which is great. I'm not that level of fame, but if I do go to in any major city, Vancouver, Los Angeles, or if I pretty much anywhere in the world, actually, from even Ethiopia, I've been recognized, or Dubai, or Mexico, or Bali, or Thailand, I'll always have people that will approach me, you know, that recognize me from YouTube. But usually it's a lot more so if I go to like a mall or like a crowded area or certain things that are more specific to my niche. So if I'm at a certain seminar, I mean, if I go to a Tony Robbins seminar now, I get approached by at least 50 people that, you know, will share, hey, I'm here because of your video, or, hey, you know, I'm a big follower, I'm a big fan, and you know, you hear some really remarkable stories from that. But also what I've learned that out of people that approach you, usually only about 10% of people that recognize you will actually approach you and say something. Because the majority of people, they don't want to disturb you. They don't want to bother you. They're busy. You're busy. And so usually I always have to remind myself when I go out in public that there's probably going to be something that someone that does recognize me, whether they approach me or not, I still have to be prepared for that. So sometimes it's funny though, because I have someone that might approach me or recognize me and I'm not even prepared for that at all. You know, I'm tired, I'm exhausted, I was traveling, I'm hungry, I look like shit. I'm just like so much in my head or whatever it might be, you know, and you'll have people that will approach you and recognize you in those situations too. So that's the interesting thing that oftentimes comes with it as well. You know, so that's one of the greatest gifts. I've never had anyone that's ever said anything negative to me in person, you know, and usually, you know, like I look at it, it's like 99% positivity and love for what I do. And then there's always going to be 1 to 2% of people that are negative and stuff. And that just kind of goes with anything. So that's just one thing that will come with it. And I find for me, it's the comments don't have the same impact on me as they once did, as opposed to meeting people in person. Because I find when you actually meet the people that you're having an impact on, like I remember the first times I was doing seminars and events and doing clients, it was just really cool to see and meet those people that I'm that follow me and be able to connect with them in that way and kind of hear about the impact that I was making. Because every time I would get that, it would motivate me more to do even greater and publish more videos and try to serve and try to help in what I'm doing. So that's been a part of the journey. What else could I share with you guys on this? You know, overall, there's not too many negatives. I'd say one negative from it is oftentimes your followers can have a level of entitlement, not all, but some. And for example, I have a lot of demands from a lot of people. And this has probably been one of the bigger challenges because I want to help people. I'm a people pleaser by nature and I want to make everyone happy. And unfortunately, you can't online. I've learned that. And what would happen eventually is I'd get so many emails and messages from people to the point in comments, to the point where I get literally, I kid you not, over 1,000 a day. And my channel gets over 1 million views per month. So you can imagine there's a lot of comments and questions and demands that come from that. And one of the challenging pieces for me was initially, actually, I could respond to people. I could engage a lot more, something you want to do initially, because it's at a smaller scale and you can build up your subscriber base and build relationships with people, get feedback and whatnot. But eventually it got to the point where it's just impossible for me to be able to respond to everyone. And it just got so overwhelming. I mean, even if I worked, you know, 10 hours a day just trying to respond to people, the more that you respond, the more responses you get back. It's like email. The more emails that you send, the more emails that you get. And so it would just build up more and more and more to the point where I just had to just kind of like get away from it. You know, it was just so much to deal with it. Even though I'd get a lot of love and a lot of support and everything, you get a lot of questions and I want to help people. And then people want you to do this. They want you to do that. Some people get entitled. They get upset when you don't respond. I've had a funny story. This one person, this happened a few years ago. He sent me a message on YouTube and I didn't even know actually YouTube had a messaging capability platform. Sent me this long message about his life and his challenges in his life. And, you know, he wanted my help and everything. And I didn't respond. I didn't even know that I don't get notified of those messages or anything like that. So I had no idea. And then so I didn't respond. So he sent another message getting angry at me and freaking out and yelling. And you're a horrible, you say you want to help people and you didn't even take the time to respond to me. Like just horrible accusations and whatnot from it. And meanwhile, I didn't even know that I even got this person's message. And then this person sent again another nasty email message because I didn't respond to that. And then this person went out of his way to try to tear me down online and do all these negative and hurtful things. And it wasn't until months later that I actually discovered that people can send you messages on YouTube. And I discovered it and I responded and I was like in shock. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, I get a lot of messages and emails and I can't respond to them all. And, And I tried to explain it, and I said, you know, I'm sorry that you're reacting this way. I do care. I do want to help. That's what I do, these videos and whatnot. You know, and so actually, thankfully, the person was forgiving of that. But, you know, just things like that that I remember, there's so many examples of that I could give you guys. But, you know, you'll deal with some interesting people. And people, I didn't even know people had these different mentalities and mindsets and their psychologies and all the sort of things, you know, you might have to go through with that. But, you know, those are some of the things that I remember having to go through along the journey is people have those demands and that entitlement. And you have to make sure that you don't lose yourself along the way. You have to be true to yourself. That I know that no matter what anyone else says out there, negative or positive, I know who I am. And what matters the most at the end of the day is that you can go to sleep at night, you can look in the mirror, be proud of yourself, be proud of the shadow that follows you, and that you know that you're honest, that you have integrity, that you're serving, that you're doing the best you can. Not that you're perfect. I make mistakes, you know, all the time. You know, I'm not perfect by any means, but I do the best that I can. My intentions are always pure. And it's to serve, it's to make a difference, it's to grow, you know, and you know, that's always been the underlying value and mission that I've had in doing this. So, you know, there's a lot of things like that, you know, that, you know, you have to go through and being in this position is you're going to have to deal with some interesting people. You know, some negativity will come with it. But ultimately, guys, the gifts, the rewards, the benefits outweighs all that. The impact that you're making, the difference, I still fully don't even grasp it. I think I'll never know. You know, I've had people send me letters in the mail. I've had people donate money to me, you know, send me products and thank you things. I've had celebrities and famous people reach out to me. Just really amazing things that I feel so blessed by. And it's one of the greatest gifts of my life because I would not be who I am today without Project Life Mastery, at my YouTube channel, but also without you guys, because you guys saw value in what I had to say and who I was. You know, you decided to hit subscribe, you decided to become a follower, to watch my videos, to like it, to share it, to comment it, to, you know, decide that you wanted to go deeper with what I have to say. And, you know, it's, you know, if it wasn't for people watching my videos, I wouldn't do as many videos as I do, or grown as much, or wanted to give as much, or do as much. And so that's been an incredible blessing, an incredible gift from it too. That I'm just so grateful for. So I thank God every day, you know, for this opportunity that I have to share and to have some influence in the world and to make the world a better place. And it's just been something that has changed my life. So I don't know how long I've been talking. It's gone 35 minutes or so. So how about I wrap it up? Hopefully you guys got some value from this and just me sharing with you the journey that I've been through and, you know, what I've learned and the ups and the downs of that. And if you're someone that's considering doing a YouTube channel, guys, I think it's one of the greatest things, greatest opportunities that we have. I mean, YouTube is huge. And more than, you know, followers, subscribers, money, understand that's always the result of who you are. You know, when you become more, you'll get rewarded by that. I always believed that too when I was single and dating. You know, I believed that, you know, if I become the type of person who's attractive, I'll naturally attract people to me. I'll attract an amazing person in my life, but not until I become more, because you'll attract who you are. You know, when you become more and you grow and that's what YouTube can allow you to do, is overcome your fears, overcome those insecurities, become a better communicator, and try to make a difference and add value to the world. It's amazing what you get from that. What you get from that is an amazing thing. And of course, other people benefit from it in a massive way too. So, all right, guys, I'll wrap it up. If you guys enjoyed this, hit the thumbs up button, subscribe for more videos, leave a comment below too. And I look forward to serving you guys again more soon with other videos that I have, but also I've got a lot of other videos, over 1,000 that I've published now on YouTube over 6+ years. So make sure that you guys check out some of the content I made available for you guys as well. Love you guys. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for listening, watching, and being a subscriber. And I'll talk to you guys again soon. Take care.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.